Well, I left school at 14 years of age, and my uncle was there working in a foundry. But the war was on then, the first year of the war, and most of the young men had been called up. So he asked me to become work with him as a laddie in the iron foundry. Now, that was normally done by a man of about 16 to 18. So it was very hard work. You had to get up at five or be up at five and start work at five in the iron foundry. There was no heating, very little roof, and it was extremely cold. And you had to wrap out the pipes, which you'd made the day before, and the sand, and the pipes were extremely cold, so cold it almost burned your hands.
Yes.
And then when it was all ready, the moulder, my uncle, would come in and we'd start work. And you'd work all day. You wouldn't have lunch or anything. You had chuck at the end of the row.
And what was chuck?
Chuck. It was just... It was sandwich or something like that, and over a little fire which you heated it up.
Yeah.
And then you, when you got all the pipes ready for moulding, you pushed a bogey up to the furnace, and then it was tipped. The iron was tipped into the bogey. And it was frightening to see it, a huge torrent of steel, molten iron coming out.
Yes.
Now, I didn't do that.
Yeah.
And it was pushed down, and then the two men with scoops with the iron were pushed into the scoops, and they had to run together along the... And there was gaps in it like that, and they would do it perfectly.
Yes.
Because if they didn't, it was dangerous because it was molten.
Yeah.
I worked there not for very long.
What year did you start there?
I started there the actual month.
Well,
I suppose it was about April, May, June in 1940.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't there more than a few months.
No.
And
no.
Then I moved on. I think it was because it was too hard for me.
Yes, physically.
And I wasn't doing the job properly.
Yeah.
It was too much.
Yes.
I was only a young boy and I was doing a man's job.
Of course.
And but mind you, it made me get up. Getting up early in the morning was easy. 5 o'clock, easy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Working on, you know, during that time, I worked all day, went home, slept, got up next morning, went home. I used to go to pictures on a Saturday and fall asleep.
Yes.
I never went anywhere during that time.
No, I'm not surprised.
It was very hard.
How many people would there have been working at the foundry?
100 or more.
Gosh.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know where the iron foundry is, or was?
I should, remind me.
Well, it was, you know, the junction of Bridge Road and Broadwater, where the lights are.
Yeah.
Well, as you come up to there, you know where the post office is?
Yes.
The post office, over that roundabout, over the top.
Yes.
And then on the left, as you go up there, there's an entrance.
Right.
There's only one in the whole of that. And that's down there.
Yeah.
That was the iron foundry out there by the gasometers.
Ah, right, yes. I know where the gasometers are.
Yeah.
Right.
All that area was the iron foundry then.
Yes.
It must have been 100 or 200 men were working then.
Gosh. And you started at 5 o'clock. When did you finish?
A time. Three.
Okay.
Yeah.
And yes, and that was Monday to Friday.
Monday to Friday, yes.
Yes. And were you the only one of that age working there?
Nobody else.
No, I'm not surprised.
It built me into a tremendous muscles. From the,
yes. Yes.
Everywhere I went, they sort of called, jokingly called me muscles.